No. Move your leg. One more. So let's join to sing. Let's sing Hark the Herald Angels. Oh, let the projectionist get back. Let's join to sing. Let's sing. Ready? Hark the Herald Angels sing.
Sleep.
Have a seat. So I need 5 candle lighting volunteers. And I would ideally like people who haven't done it already. 5 candle lighting people. No, you can't. You're a grown up. You might be dressed as an elf, but you are actually a grown up. And can I just say, the comedy yawning that you're up all night. Right, come on, we've done that. Right, do I have 5 volunteers? 1, 2, 3, 2 more. Yeah. I'm just looking for. Have we got enough children? No, I am not doing it. Just don't let him bully you. Don't let him pick up. He's a very mean man. He's a very, very mean man. Jack? Riri? Is Riri coming? Oh, Riri, what a great outfit. Isn't it great? We're all a bit jealous of Riri. 1, 2. All right, I tell you what we'll do. We'll just stand here for as long as possible. Somebody else, volunteers. Sophia? Okay. Did you put your hand up? You did. Get out here. Come on. They can. The brains can do it as a team. Yeah, you can. Out you come. No. Get the glasses on. Glasses stay on. Now, I know you're at the front and you're embarrassed. That's just tough. You should have thought about that before you put them on. Out you come. Here we go. So the plan is light candle, sing a verse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, beautiful. Dahi, come right, first one. You press it. Sit. Beautiful. Oops. Give it your right good press. Press. Now let go. That's it, lovely. So we sing.
Candles tell the story as we watch and pray, longing for the day of glory. Come, Lord, soon we say. Pain and sorrow, tears and gladness, changed for gladness on that day.
Thank you. Number. Just push it down. That's it. Strong thumbs. That's it. Beautiful. Lovely. Here we go.
Voices loudly cry, making pathways clear, glimpsing glory, self denying, calling all to.
That one, yeah, go on. Lovely, thank you.
John the Baptist, by his preaching and by water poured, brought to those who heard his teaching news of hope restored. Keep your vision strong and steady, and be ready for the Lord.
Right, brain team. Oh, sorry, get out of the way, Leslie. Hey. Thank you. Number 4.
Beyond all doubt. was to give Christ room. She gave God a human dwelling in a mother's womb. Who could guess the final story, cross and glory, empty tomb.
So if you burn yourself, I'm in big trouble. Okay, I'm just putting it out there. One in the middle, press it down, and then up again. That's it, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Here we go.
Advent candles tell their story, old on Christmas Day. Those who waited for God's glory, they prepared.
So we join to pray. And the Christ light burns. A candle burns, the sign of your presence. God among us, born as one of us. May we live in the light of your presence, the light who gives life to all. Amen. So on this day, what would you be giving thanks for?
Kindness.
Pardon? Christmas presents. Yeah, wait. It's kindness, Christmas presents. Compassion, right, okay. Family. Gathering. For some families, this is like it. This day is, this is the time when they're all in one space. Yeah. Friends. So let's begin in prayer. Let's pray and let's start by taking the time. What would we give thanks for? Like eager children waiting for dawn, tearing at the wrapping to get to the gift, waking sleeping parents with shouts of joy, we come. Let our celebrations begin. May this Christmas morning find us able to say Alleluia, even in the middle of pain and anxiety, because you are our hope. Jesus Christ, come to us, fill our hearts with joy, that we would know this deeper truth. Let us be witnesses not to successful lives, not to perfect health, not to faultless families, high-achieving work or new possessions, but to a quiet inner knowing. So we give you thanks. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. we're going to sing It Was on a Starry Night, and this has got actions, which the children did at the gift service. So are there any of the children who were at the gift service and up for coming towards the front and helping the rest of us? And any like kind parents who would come and help their children? Hey, come on. We will watch the children. You've no idea how much trouble I'm in unless somebody else comes up. Can't believe it. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pohan. Thank you. That's so beautiful. Thank you very much. And isn't it great? You see, nowadays, here you are, and there is Sharon with the camera, ready for this to go on YouTube. It's just great. I think it's a kind, care and sharing thing. Right, so let's join to sing. Join in with the actions.
It was on.
I do over the run up to Christmas is I walk into people's houses and I do visit people who don't usually get here. And this year I decided I would just say to people, what's your favourite bit? And I'll read it to you. What's your favourite bit? What's your favourite bit of the story? If I was to tell you the story, with all due respect, you all know the story. If I was to say to you, what's your favourite bit of the story? Right, you've got a minute to be thinking about what your favourite bit of the story is, because Anissa is going to read the story from the Gospel according to Matthew.
The birth of Jesus Christ. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph. But before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife. For it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Jesus woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. But he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus.
Thank you. Right, so what is your favourite bit of the story? The day comes, I walk into your house with my Bible and say, what's your favourite bit? I can do silence. You're in a bit of trouble if you think you're going to out-silence me. Right. Star? What, the wise following the star? Right. I need a microphone. Where's my hat? Where's the lollipop? In the pulpit. Thank you. It's coming your way, yep. But everybody knows you've just been given this mic, so...
All right. I like the star. I like the fact that it appeared for the shepherds and for the wise men, and it was over the stable. It was a sort of a leveller. It was there for everyone.
Beautiful. Thank you. Simon?
My favourite bit is Mary saying yes. The words of the Magnificat, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Saviour.
Amen. Barbara?
I like the shepherds. One of my uncles was a shepherd. But I like the way Mary thought about everything and kept everything to herself and remembered all these things.
The courage of Mary and telling Joseph, who must have been very scared and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's a conversation we all want to see the YouTube clip of. Conversation between Joseph and Mary, yeah.
I like Joseph's willingness. He must have been a bit shocked, and then he has this. He has a visit from an angel, and the angel says, "This is what it's all about," and his willingness, despite everything cultural, to go with it.
Jean,
I like that the miracle of Jesus' birth. But also to remember that today there are many miracles throughout the world.
Sully, what's yours? Defibrillator. Here comes Denise. That gives you a minute.
I like the historical backdrop that they were forced to travel for the census, and that it was a time of occupation, a difficult time to be living in.
Yeah.
And we see it mirrored today.
I think it's really interesting, isn't it, that Syria, when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, whoop, 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 big alarm.
I like the fact that wise men went on a journey. They actually went on the journey to find the one. I think that's very cool.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Tony.
I think for me, the great thing is that the angels sang.
Yes. Anybody else? Lovely. Right, let us join to sing Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger.
Have a seat. So the Word is made flesh and dwelt among us, which is what it says in the Gospel according to John, which for many people is the best bit. And he comes, God comes to take flesh and be born on the earth. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? That Jesus is born on the earth. What does that mean to you? What is he a gift? You know, the gift of Christmas, which is not anything that you could buy. What is the gift of this season for you?
Sounds a bit corny, but the gift of giving, the miracle of giving, the fact that people are more generous with their time and everything else, the money and so on.
Okay. But what is, what is the gift of Jesus at this season? What does it mean that he has come? What does that gift mean?
For me, it's a new way of living my life, and he has come to save me.
Can I amplify that? But she just say, Susan says, it's a new way of living my life, and he has come to save me.
It means we should all rejoice and be happy, for the Lord is born. The Lord, we shall call Messiah and will save the world.
Superman. I think for me it's something about hope. And the thing about hope is that there's no point having hope if things are easy. Hope implies that you're in a difficult position, but there actually is, will be, that there's somebody on our team. And the fact that he's born means that one of the phrases I love is the idea that God knows what it feels like to have the sun on his back. The idea that God knows what that feels like. God knows what it feels like to have the rough pebbles under the feet. The idea that God, who is invisible and beyond flesh, knows what that is like. So that on the days when my flesh isn't doing what I want it to do, or when I know that people are in pain, or people are heartfelt and sad, that I know that God knows what that feels like. And that feels like the gift of this season. And if we were to give a gift to him, what gift do you think he would want us to give? Ourselves, love, ourselves. Let me give you this microphone, Barbara.
However hard it is, and it is hard sometimes, all of ourselves.
If I could just add to that, it's just, I think sometimes people think that God wants just their best selves. The good bits, like Barbara says, all of ourselves, which means our sadness, our pain, our failure, the bits of us that we know are wrong. Being a Christian is a journey into holiness. That means that you're not holy now. It means that you're on a journey and you're trying to let the Holy Spirit sort things out within you. So to give yourselves. And to know that all of you is on your journey.
The great thing about the birth of a baby is, this particular baby, is that this baby sets us an example. And the thing that we adults need to do is to be prepared to learn from children. And not think that we all know the best way to do things.
Yeah, and I think you're right, and I think sometimes the older one gets, the harder it is to hold on to that truth. Yeah. Any other gift that you think he would want from us to give him? Hearts? whole selves, lives. Has anybody had a present yet today? And has anybody got a present with them that they would like to show the rest of us? Let us see it, please. Bring it up. Carol, we want to see it. What hideous nonsense is this? Pardon? It's useful. Ridiculous. That's lovely, Sophia. No, it's not. Right, get rid. Thank you. Thank you for showing it with us. Quino, have you got something you want to show us? Have you got a new jumper? That looks like a new jumper to me. It's dinosaurs. It's dinosaurs. How great is that? What a great thing. What have you got? Did you get a jumper as well? You just thought you'd dance around. It's got Paddington on his. He's Paddington and you've got dinosaurs. I think you're the winner, mate. Right. Any Christmas earrings? Let us have a look. Oh, jingly earrings. Right, let me hear you jingle. Lovely jingling. Very good. Have you got anything? Oh, you got some hideous putty? Does it make inappropriate noises? Yes. No. Of course. Of course, Mother. All right, get working on it. Anybody else got a present that they got today that they want to show us the rest of us? Carol has? No, good. Thank you, Jesus. Carol, what have you got? Racing Santas. Racing Santas. Oh, Lord, have mercy. We're going to race these Santas on the communion table. Isn't that what you have a communion table for? No, it's not. All right, which am I holding? This one. I have racing Santas. In a world where people are hungry, people make racing Santas. Right, here we go. Oh, and blooming silly. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Ridiculous. Racing Santa nearly took a dive for it.
No, don't push him off.
No, racing Santa, don't be so mean. Thank you. Ridiculous. It's just a bit. It's all about just enjoying one another's company and having a bit of celebration and joy at the season, and I don't think it's the time to get too poor-faced. However, the tradition of this church is that on Christmas Day and at our gift service, we give away the. Turn that blooming thing off. We give away the collection, which we do in memory of a girl called Anne-Marie Crump, who died when she was 10 years old, and she died on Christmas Day, and she died of cystic fibrosis, and so we give away the loose cash in memory of her. So your offering will now be received, and that is where it's going.
Thank you.
So let us pray. God of great wonders, we join with you in the joy of this season of giving. You gave us a Saviour who is Christ the Lord. You gave us life and breath, and you fill the world with beauty, our hands with bounty, and our hearts with the desire to give. We ask that you would bless all those who are researching to find a cure for cystic fibrosis. And we ask that you would empower all those who live with this disease. And we pray for all those who remember somebody on this day. For we remember her. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to join together for our prayers of intercession now. So let us pray. On this holy day, there was no room for Jesus at the inn. Protect with your love those who have no home and all those people who live in poverty. On this holy day, Mary, through the pain of labour, brought Jesus to birth. Hold in your hand all those who are in pain or distress. On this holy day, Jesus came as a light shining in the darkness. Give comfort to all who suffer in the sadness of this world. On this holy day, the angels sang, "Peace to God's people on earth." Strengthen all those who work for justice and peace. On this holy day, strangers found the Holy Family and saw the baby lying in the manger. Bless our homes and bless all those that we love. God, on this holy day, angels and shepherds worshipped at the manger throne. Receive the worship we offer in fellowship with Mary, Joseph, and the saints. We thank you that through Jesus, your word was made flesh. And we pray in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to sing our final hymn, which is O Come All Ye Faithful. And after that, there is coffee, mince pies, please join us. And if you haven't got any other plans for lunch, you would be most welcome to stay. So let's sing, O Come All Ye Faithful. many as we are, let us pray. The woman finds a rough and ready place in which to bear her child, not quite what she expected. Shepherds keeping their sheep safe from intruders have their night's work interrupted, not quite what they'd expected. A bewildered father sees his family's intimacy prized open by public adoration, not all that he'd expected. This day, God made known in Jesus, rattle our expectations, subvert our safe assumptions, and take us by the hand and fling us into your merry dance of life. Thanks be to God. Amen. So may God bless us and guide us, and may God be our companion along the way, for now, forever. Amen.